The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, everyone. Lord knows they'll try. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'll be your host for tonight, Richard Carey, on this Friday, the 11th of February, 2022. And as I usually do with my weekday noon broadcast, I always want to remind listeners out there, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. Of course, you could use PayPal on the RBN website, donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And I have with me tonight a couple of guests joining us, listeners. I have, first off, a longtime radio host in his own right, going back well over a decade, Mr. Mike Sledge, here with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Richard. Great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Hear you fine.
Okay, good. I'm good, man. Just pumped to be here. Just got my craft beer open here. Not trying to be a hipster, but I got a six-pack of craft beer. You know, I really don't like craft beer, but I got it anyway. So that's how I'm starting.
Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, for listeners who may have caught it, yeah, I've had you on here on the National Intel Report once in the past. You've been on my show a few times, and we've been on other platforms prior together. It's good to have you here to catch up with everything going on. We also have with us tonight, folks, Paul in California as another special guest. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Mike. Thanks for the weekly drinking report. Really appreciate it.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, anything, I guess, to keep the sanity these days, you know. And yeah, having a cold beer can help with the situations we're dealing with. It really is a clown world. And I don't know. You know, I mean, I get a lot of mixed reports. I was just speaking with you gentlemen in the past 24 hours recently with a roundtable here on RBN. You both had kind of a negative view of the potential at current of the truck convoy, both in Canada and spreading to other nations. I don't know. That's a hard pill for people to swallow. You know, they're trying to see it as a positive thing. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, what's the most, I don't know, that we can expect as the end result? We're hearing it's spreading, for example, Vienna, Austria, getting
sounds fake to me.
Forming in Canberra, Australia. Farmers in Greece have started to block highways. So yeah, all this and footage and videos on Twitter I'm seeing and all this stuff.
Breaker 19, Paul and Richard. This is Rubber Ducky. I'm calling in. Breaker 19. Support for Israel on the way. We got a convoy for Israel coming up on the way, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good stuff there. Well, you know, the song for this show kind of says it, really. We must take America back. And, you know, I'm sure all of us have given some thought as to just what that would entail. You know, what would that entail in other countries? I think Canada is probably a similar situation here, where we have actors and front men, you know, playing a role on, you know, the two-party stage. I mean, you know, they have the same situation in England, right? They have the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, basically. And, yep. You know, Canada, you can hear some of the speakers, you know, you can watch their little clips on YouTube and BitChute, you know, where they basically just sling mud at each other back and forth in these little parliamentary shows or debates. And basically, as one guy described it, a Canadian said that the way it's set up there is, they have the one guy who's like, quote, the speaker, and then they each, you know, member of different parties takes turns addressing him, right, speaking to him, the speaker, and essentially slinging mud on the other members of the parliament. So it's just it's a crap show. It's a crap show.
I totally agree. It's this is. Like we talked about in the roundtable, this is, you know, the fake right in this country. This is actually the best thing. This is the only thing that the GOP, as I call it, can run on. The fake right in America can run on is COVID, is the vaccine. They don't have any other ideas. They have no ideas how to help the white working class economically. They have no ideas about healthcare. They have no ideas on any issue. So this is a great issue for the Zionist-controlled right and left to run on in an election year, because there's absolutely no substance at all with this. This is, I'm for the mask. I'm against the mask. I got the shot. I didn't get the shot. They don't care either way. There's a Jew CEO that runs ivermectin, and there's this Jew CEO that runs Pfizer, you know, Moderna. Yeah, they don't care. They're making money. You know, I used to joke around years ago on the gun issue. This reminds me of the same thing. You know, if you look at the CEOs of all the biggest gun manufacturing companies, they're all Oy Vey's, you know. Do you think they really want to take guns away from us? No, I don't think they do. They don't care if we kill each other. They don't live in the neighborhoods we live in. They've escaped the life that we live in years ago. These people now are manipulating markets through their fake politics and fake agendas, and they're making money either way you go, and it's a controlled fight. This trucker thing is totally fake. It's AstroTurf to hell and back, and you know, it's really a non-issue to me. I mean, I know that sounds crazy to people that are on the edge of their seats listening, but it really means nothing. Because at the end of the day, remember, the anti-COVID agenda really is just, you know, oh, you know, the evil white man is persecuting the Jews again. That's where it's headed. And I'm sorry I'm negative, but I just speak it like I see it. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, it's certainly hard for some people to believe that it's completely co-opted. I mean, we're hearing that there are, well, at least forces at work trying to take children away from truckers who have their children with them who are part of the protest. And that, yeah, some of the latest news is some dispute about that. I mean, I don't know, just there does seem to be a lot of fear of, I don't know, people realizing that they can they can accomplish anything through this sort of approach up there. Especially, we hear Ontario Provincial Police monitoring Facebook groups and social media for discussions on the Freedom Convoy. They're visiting people's homes just because they've commented on social media. Yeah, that's what we're being told is going on in Canada. Since, you know, yeah, all as much as the story of the gentleman old man pulled out of his truck because he honked in support of the convoy. So I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people are, I don't know, they're convinced that it's that it's sincere. But yeah, who knows? I mean, if it just doesn't have much any effects, but it is a throttle of a pressure valve, I think is what was mentioned by Stephen Whitener last night on the show. That could be a concern. I noticed, I don't know, well, Paul, did you have more to say on that point?
Well, yeah, as usual. I mean, I do agree with a lot of what Mike says and the way that he framed it. However, I'm optimistic in what's possible. You know, the only question is will it come to pass? Can it occur? Okay, I mean, I think we're all mature here on this show, and probably a lot of our listeners, and we know there's no political solution to this. Political as in electing people that are going to go ahead and, take care of it for us. I mean, that's the thing that a lot of people just can't really swallow. I mean, there's hosts on this network and other networks that, you know, they talk about politics, and, you know, you can't blame them because they got time to fill. But I think we all know it's meaningless. All these politicians, I mean, even the good ones, they don't have any real power. I mean, think about this, right? I think all of us here can understand or agree that the whole presidency is basically faked, right? I mean, nobody really believes that Biden got elected, and Kamala Harris, who was the lowest rated of all the vice presidential candidates, was, you know, selected for the ticket. And we've all seen the evidence and heard that it's a fake Joe Biden. It's not even the real Joe Biden. And we've all heard and seen, the videos that it's a fake White House set used most of the time, or like a green screen. So just think about the organized power, you know, the stage production company, if you will, that's in charge and sets that up. So how real is elected office? How real is voting? You know, so that's the one hand. On the other hand, there's not that many of these people, and they don't have any real power. And I think more and more people are waking up. I think that plenty of people here, Canada and in Europe, know the news lies. You know there's a lot of fakery going on. I meet normies on a fairly regular basis that have lots of doubts, and some of them go, yeah, no, I know the media lies. But I know somebody that's got the virus. You know, so there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But the thing is, it just, as I've always said, a small group of determined men can change the outcome of this and can change history, because most people will be spectators. We've all heard the stories about, you know, the Revolutionary War and how few really participated. But we did have men that participated, and when the British were coming, we met them. And, everybody is familiar with the shot heard around the world. Well, that was us firing back at them. So sooner or later, it's probably going to come to that. I don't see any other way out.
Well, let's hear from the listeners. We have a caller, John in Michigan. Welcome to the show, John. What's on your mind, sir?
In California. I'm originally from Detroit, in northern Michigan, and I was a good friend of John Stattmiller's for years. I think when we talk about this shot, there are things that are in this shot that are going to be used against the people eventually. And, Paul, we have a Super Bowl going on out there this weekend, and I think it would be great for the truckers to make their point at the Super Bowl. They said there's supposedly a convoy coming around the 1st of March to go to Washington, D.C. Well, I think if you want to get some coverage of intent, I think, going towards the Super Bowl and causing congestion around the Super Bowl might bring attention to the cause that
It's an interesting point, but I have to point out an interesting observation Mr. Rivero made on his show just prior to this. He says it kind of smells like a Fed setup. To be able to take something that so many Americans, right or wrong, care a lot about, every year they look forward to the Super Bowl. It's the most watched broadcast, and to demonize, just the perception of the truckers, that could be intentional, and that, that anyone who's been suggesting this initially could be along those lines of some sort of infiltrator from FBI or what have you. But I don't know. Well, Mike, did you want to comment on that?
First of all, you're not going to get any protests at the Super Bowl because all these fat Americans are going to be stuffing their face with pizza and drinking beer watching it. So I don't know what kind of convoy you're going to get out there. They're all going to be watching the game. Unfortunately, sports ball is the national religion of America,
Well, let me comment once again. The NFL is anti-American, anti-family, they've got a Detroit guy running the show out there for the Rams, Stafford, They also have Eminem going out there for the halftime. So we got Detroit influence there, and with a lot of people from Detroit out there, I would just say they don't have to necessarily, they could just make the traffic around the stadium an issue. And I know people I want to watch it myself. I wouldn't watch it if Stafford wasn't there, because he was with the Lions for 12 years and lost for 12 years. And it would be nice for him to have success. But I'm just thinking that it would be an opportunity possibly to really bring. We have the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit all congested. So it was just a thought. I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s. I did rock and roll, so I didn't get involved with the SDS or White Panthers or anything like that. But if people are going to watch, fine, well, they'll watch. But it was just a thought. I'm just trying to
John, here, let me hear from my other guest on that. Paul, did you want to comment on John's? John's pointer.
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to be covered much by the media if it takes place, unless they want to cover it. And probably the only reason they would want to cover it is to put their own spin on it. We don't have any honest media in this country. That means Fox. Okay, that means MSNBC. That means CBS. That means ABC. None of these networks will cover anything real. Okay, we all know that. So, awakening awareness is all good. Truckers protesting, it's all good. It's not really a bad thing. But we have to look at what we're left with after that is over. So let's say that Canada, says, okay, you guys win. We're going to lift the mandates, that's overall best for Canada and the economy. So thanks for coming. Okay, fine. So now what? Do we still have, politicians bought and paid for by big pharma, by international, Jewish, capitalists, with their own agenda? Well, obviously, yes. I mean, you can't convince me that Trudeau got elected because he's so unappealing, right?
Well, one last thing. I guess the Director of Homeland Security went out there to make sure things are going to be run right instead of going to the border and seeing where we really have an issue in the southern border. God bless you.
Okay. I don't know how that would work or what that means.
Well, thank you for your call.
He's out there probably. All right.
Okay, thank you for your call, Joe. We'll be right back after the break. Stick around, folks.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dresser, got the guru on the train and the full course pleasure, got the software.
And we are back, folks. The National Intel Report. Richard Carey here with guests Mike Sledge and Paul in California. And, well, I don't know where this will end up leading as far as how much anything could get started in the U.S. to begin with of a convoy like we have in Canada. I do notice we have a lot more states which seem to be changing their tune about restrictions. We even had Biden's mouthpiece, Psaki, trying to blame Fauci and suggest it was more Trump's administration than Biden's that were in favor of lockdowns. Over in Australia, they're blaming Fauci. And we've had, recently nine Democrat strong states which are indicating lightening up soon on restrictions, at least it seems like it may be in response to concern that they don't want a Trump convoy here, even if it doesn't accomplish much. They don't even want that. They don't want to show that anything can be accomplished. But I don't know. I guess the roads, the truckers, the working class, that's far different than their BLM type uprisings that they are all in for. And what, like here in Illinois, where I am, our Governor Pritzker said at the end of February they're going to release the mask mandate. But
right, but just as you know, and as I've made this point on so many appearances with you, Richard, that he never had any authority anyway to issue a mandate. None of these governors did, and courts have ruled consistently. Two circuit court decisions, one in Pennsylvania, one in Colorado, and then multiple state decisions. I know Illinois was one of the states, I believe Wisconsin as well, and then California against Newsom. They all basically said the same thing, that there was no inherent power in the governor's office to, you know, shut down a business or to tell people to wear a mask. And in California, it was even more specific. Under the so-called state of emergency, the CESA, California Emergency Services Act, that Newsom had no such authority. And, of course, none of these decisions is covered in the press. And they're not, the press doesn't spend any time educating people. They just lie to them constantly. They're not educated about the vaccine. You know, you have to go online and watch videos of people that are examining the contents and telling you what's there. Media will never tell you that. So the problem is you know, let's say that we get a small victory, and if they do what it is we, quote, want, and drop some of this stuff because of these protests, well, okay, fine, that's a good thing. But they're still going to push the vaccines, and they're still going to go forward with their agenda. They're just going to regroup and come at us again, you know, in the very near future with something else. And the vaccine schedule in this country is still here for children, where they're poisoning our children on, a regular basis since the 80s and the 90s. It's just off the charts. And, you know, so it's like, what's going to be different? A temporary relief from their fake authority to tell us that we have to shut our business down or wear a mask or take a vaccine. And by the way, here in California, I regularly go on Craigslist and looking at job ads, and there's all kinds of different businesses and companies that are putting must be fully vaccinated in their ad. Right? And so that's likely to continue. So we got issues. I mean, I'm not like trying to throw cold water on the truckers and their movement. I mean, what they're doing is, you know, they're making a stand, and they're protesting, and that's a good thing. But I just don't know how many of them know that we need to go further. I mean, if it ends up in some way, shape, or form toppling the government of Canada, including all these major politicians, including the ones that have been lying about taking the vaccine. I mean, in my opinion, every politician or a celebrity that faked a vaccine shot on TV, they should be shot. And I think most of the public would be in favor of it, right? Every politician that said that vaccines are safe and effective, they should be shot, because there's no evidence to that. In fact, it's the exact opposite. So, again, I just try to remain realistic.
Mm-hmm. And the children, especially, I mean, that they're not letting up. These vaccine companies want access to as many children with routine shots of this experimental gene-altering therapy. So, without testing, I mean, we are the lab rats. Our children are the lab rats. If that isn't enough to get people more in a state, I don't know what will. But we have the bottom of the hour. We have a caller. Another caller on the line, I see. But we'll stick around, caller, and we'll take you right after the bottom of the hour break. At least I don't hear it. There it is. All right. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Stop! standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey here with Mike Sledge and Paul in California. So we have a CNN analyst out there, Juliet KM. She's saying, slash the tires, empty gas tanks, arrest the drivers, and move the trucks. Certainly no mercy, even if... It is justifiable in most Canadians, actual citizens' view of things.
That doesn't sound very nonviolent to me. They're always talking about nonviolence, you know. So sounds pretty violent.
This is against the, she's suggesting against those who are in the convoy. You know, I guess that the police and some anti-convoy citizens to go ahead and slash the tires, empty gas tanks, arrest drivers, and move
the
trucks.
They're terrorists. That's why. So you just put a label on somebody. They're white supremacist terrorists. So then anything goes.
And again, this is a great topic to cover because, you know, I kind of view the convoy, Richard, like I do flat earth, and you know, this might make some people mad, but it's like if they came out tomorrow and said, okay, the earth is flat, It's not round. Nobody would care. Then what are you going to do? You know, I agree with what Paul said earlier before the break. I mean, let's say that they say, okay, you're right. There'll be no more mask mandates, vaccine mandates. We're going to go back to business as usual in Jumerica. You know, I mean, where were these people? These people should have been having convoys protesting, you know, 80 years ago, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, you know, we've been going down the tubes for a long, long time. And, you know, Jewish special interest control of our politicians, our public politicians, has been going on for decades. And nobody cared except just a few of us, you know, in the alternative realms. Yeah. And now go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say, and the difference is now is that it's complete. It's out in the open, and it's complete. Before, it was not as well known, and they were more behind the scenes. Now they are out front and center. And in my opinion, Trump was one of the worst in starting that. He appointed every Goldman Sachs Jew he could find. Right?
Absolutely. And Trump was, it wasn't make America great again. It was make Israel great again. He was the most dangerous president that we've had in a long, long time, in my opinion, since Ronald Reagan. And let me tell you, Ronald Reagan was a horrible president, okay? Because he, again, our biggest enemy, in my opinion, is the fake right, not the left. The left is low-hanging fruit. They're a bunch of trannies and weirdos, and they're ridiculous, and nobody takes them seriously. Nobody does. Very few really do. The elections are rigged. The real problem we have is the fake right in this country, the GOP, people like Alex Jones, steering people into these escape valves and diversions and detours to, you know, to absorb the anger coming from our people, but to divert right. them just enough to where they never do anything. You know what I mean? Anyway.
And I think it's important, too, to set, you know, the record straight. I know that you and I are on the same page, Mike, and I believe Richard also, is that we all tire of hearing about this being any kind of a liberal agenda or Democrat agenda. It's always been a Jewish agenda. What they want to do and what they're going about doing is just Jewish destruction that they've done time and time yes. again to other cultures and other countries. And that's the problem that people are going to have to, you know, see with clarity, because they just don't right now. And to finish off Trump, I mean, let's bury this guy real quick here. I don't know. There's probably a few listeners that think maybe, oh, he could come back and that would be a good thing, better than the alternative. Well, you know what? Just go ahead and take a look online at the pictures of him with Jeffrey Epstein, or pictures of him with Klaus Schwab at Davos, for example, and tell me really that you believe in Trump. I mean, the bottom line is his rhetoric was great. I listened to the State of the Union address in 2016, and I, stupidly, was hopeful, okay? But we all know what took place. And the bottom line is this. Even if there was a part of him that was real, in the end, so what? They took his legs out from underneath him. He didn't do anything. He couldn't do anything. They stole an election from him. And there was nothing that he did about it. Meanwhile, he could have, because I know for a fact, I have no doubt in my mind, there was enough people in the military and enough people in the police that would have been on his side, and all he would have had to do is take over, show the will to power, okay, they're going to hate him anyway, and take over. And the American people overwhelmingly, certainly far more than 50%, would have been super happy about it. Just like right now, the majority of the Canadian public would be super happy if the truckers dragged out all those people and strung them up. It, you know, got their hands on Trudeau, string them up. You know, most
hey, Paul,
people.
You know.
Yeah, anyway, you got it.
This is like, you know, I call this this strategy that they're doing two steps forward, two steps back, right? You know, they do this on purpose. We talked about this in the roundtable. They go to the extreme, like they did with this COVID nonsense, on purpose. This is not by accident. They're not stupid. They're very calculated. They go to the extreme because they want you to settle for the synthesis, the middle position, which is still moving their agenda forward. even if they don't, even if it seems like they don't get it all, they're getting just enough, you know, and this is what they always do. So, you know, and this is a perfect issue to prop up this convoy. The mandates is a perfect issue to prop up their fake two-party system, their fake Jewish two-party state, because it gives both parties something to run on that doesn't matter. It gives both parties. They're not talking about debt. They're not talking about banking reform. They're not talking about monopolies. They're not talking about foreign policy. There's been less substance in politics since COVID that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm an avid follower of politics, and it's highly disturbing. Anyway.
Right. And very well said. And it's worth pointing out again to all those listeners, as I've done many times, and of course I'm not alone, it's all based upon a big nothing burger, right? Fake virus. Virus that hasn't been proven to exist. You know? And then they come up with a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist. So the whole thing has just been created out of whole cloth by the world's greatest deceivers. That's what they've been known for. Anyway, if we got a caller, let's not make them wait.
Yeah. We have actually a couple more callers now. Patrick in Texas. Hello, Patrick. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. I won't waste your time here. Andrew Kearns and Hitchcock pointed out that the military is well into this. They were the Frank Zappa's has military connections. And Jim Morrison had military connections. John McCain, Commander Andrew McCain was one of the fake Gulf of Tonkin. On and on. Joan Baez and Dillon. This was just a big control. And by the Frankfurt School and all, Travis talking all that. So we know they're corrupt. We know this is their modus operandi when the war 1812, when Rothschild says redo my charter or there'd be war, and they went after our archives in Philadelphia. They went after the archives room. What did they do with Building 7? And they went after the archives. What he wanted in Oklahoma City, that was a federal building where they held all the records for the medical records. What did they do in the Pentagon? They went after that. That's what they do. They're very shrewd. So they erased the records in their history. They took over all our schools. But Joseph Scalia, our FDR, Ron Avery, Ralph Winthrop. Ralph Winthrop is
Jim Morrison is really Rush Limbaugh, don't you? Caller, you know that Jim Morrison is Rush Limbaugh, right?
Oh yeah, I know you're Mr. Flat Earth guy. I got you.
I'm not a flat Earth guy at all. I don't care whether it's round or flat. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't care what you like either. Can I finish speaking, please? I know you want to be a sensationalist.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, you were mentioning Ralph Winterode on the station here.
Ralph Winthrow, you know, he said that the FDR created a fourth branch of government. And 200 different alphabet agencies, which were judge, jury, and executioner. But Justice Scalia said, we are the fourth branch of government. We have our own, which he calls the fundamental, which is the common law. Once you understand that, there's like just like they erased all the records, they went after all the records. They also changed our status. Roger Sales likes to say that they made us a U.S. citizen, and they changed our status to
Well, I'm still here.
Okay, we lost the caller. All right, the rest of us are still here.
That sovereign citizen stuff is interesting to me. That sovereign citizen stuff is funny because they don't care what you put on your tax form. You know, they don't. You know, it used to kill me. You know, all you got to do. I remember listening to some guy years ago that said, "All I got to do is go to the post." postal office and change my status from a U.S. citizen to national or whatever, and the system would care. I said, you know what? They don't care what your status is on a document. This system is so corrupt, they'll kill you. They don't care about what your records are or whatever. They're going to do whatever they want to do, you know? So, you know, some of this stuff is just kookery on a level that's frankly ridiculous. I mean, you know,
there's a lot to being as individually free as possible. I'm in agreement with that. I'm in agreement with using whatever the law provides so that you can maintain a maximum amount of, you know, personal liberty. But you're correct. Paul, the picture is much bigger, right? In other words, if every dollar in circulation is owed, right, at full face value plus interest, then what are we talking about? I mean, think about that. That's the so-called national debt. We're borrowing money that they create out of nothing, and we owe full face value plus interest. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, very little else is important after that, and that has to be taken away and completely dismantled. You know, we have to have a new.
Paul, my whole point is you know, some of these people think like if they change their status on some government documents that the system will leave them alone. No, they're not going to leave you alone. I mean, am I being detained? Could you imagine that being said to like the Bolsheviks during the revolution in Russia? Am I being detained? Yes. Now you're dead. We don't care about what status you claim on the tax document.
Well, we've had different people of different opinions, even around RBN. I know Ralph Winterroad, who's on the weekends, and then we've had this gentleman who's recently been on in this slot with Tom D, Roger Sales, I believe it is. And Paul, you were listening to him a lot. You called in and spoke to him a couple times. So I don't know. You thought there could be something to it, maybe that most people aren't doing it the right way, and who knows?
No, there is. Yeah. I mean, you can, you know, but here's you know, going back to the...
He's had success stories with people who have done his approach, evidently, you know, but anyway.
Right. No. Okay, so no, that's fine. And as a matter of fact, I know for a fact that a lot of that stuff is real. I mean, you can be victorious in tickets and traffic and taxes, okay? That's not really that big of a problem if you just apply yourself and study a little bit. But, you know, that's just an individual issue. You know, this is a big picture. I mean, Mike is exactly correct, okay? It's not so much kookery, but it's just not that important. I mean, how important is it whether Mike can beat a traffic ticket or Mike doesn't really pay any income tax and all that kind of stuff? You know, this system they have in place is designed to destroy us, and they are proceeding in that direction. It's really that simple. We have to be grown up about it. We have to know who our enemy is and what the goals of the enemy, and they've made it clear. They're committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
they have
will.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
No, they do have the will to try to carry out a completion of a lot of these agendas. And what, I saw an article with Chris Black over at Investment Watch blog, and he's saying everything makes sense if you put it in the context of, you know, they're trying to kill us. Just everything that's going on, you know, with the green agenda, with the COVID shots, with the war agenda, obviously everything with the economy,
you can just ask yourself this. I think this is easy to get agreement on from you and Mike and probably many of the listeners. You can just go back however far you want, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and look at every major policy decision and political move and ask yourself, was it for the benefit of the nation, for the people? Okay. Right. Was it designed to benefit or to protect or to promote the people and their rights and their prosperity? And essentially every single time, no. Was it a pro-white or pro-European agenda? No. Was it a Christian agenda? No. I mean, we got to know what the score is.
Yeah, this morning we had the Ontario province declaring a state of emergency over the bridge blockade of the Ambassador Bridge there. They're saying any truckers continuing to block the Ambassador Bridge will be punished if they don't leave. Fines amount, which could add up to $78,000 and jail time.
Fine. Yeah, they're fine. That's hysterical.
Well, here, let's go to we have another caller who's been on for a bit.
Okay.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen. It's always a great conversation to hear you guys together. I really like you, Paul, over there in California. Mike, I think this might be the first time I've heard you because I don't catch Carrie's show in the daytime. But having said that, you know, love them or hate them, the truckers up in Canada, you know, they've done something. There's some grassroots in there. No matter how you look at it, not everybody was given a notification to show up and do this. So there's some grassroots things there. But when you look at what they're doing, they're actually shutting down the supply tracks, which, you know, which is probably what the government thought would happen had they made a mandate to the shots to begin with. And they figured people wouldn't want the mandate, so they figured, well, then we'll just lose our truck. They wanted to shut down the supply line. So the truckers actually did that. Well, but at the same point, let's go here, too, because when we look at these people who are coming out in Parliament or wherever in Ottawa, the city council, the mayors and whatnot, and they're having their little Zoom meetings and stuff, and they were saying stuff like, these people are shutting down the town. The people can't get to their businesses. They can't go out. They can't do what they need to do. We need to get rid of these truckers. Now, wait a minute. When you did it, lady, and you did it, sir, and you go down the entire little squares, when you all shut it down, it was all cool and fine because you did it for, wait a minute, these guys are doing it for freedom. That is far more important than their God blessed COVID thing. You see what I'm saying? But when the government did it, the government's saying, that's fine and dandy, but when you truckers do it, there's no way this could happen. It's insurrection. 100,000. Look, they're going to go get that GoFundMe money no matter how you look at it. They're going to get the GoFundMe money. At $100,000 at a time in Toronto, crossing the that bridge, keeping a bridge, $100,000 plus 4 years or whatever years it was in jail? Come on, man. So I don't know. Where do we... Okay, I guess my question to you gentlemen would be, if not the truckers, where do we start at? How do we get this thing rolling? Because we've got to do something. Because, look, they're just doing mandates. They're just going after us like we're nothing. That's Prime Minister, what's his name, from Toronto there, whatever, not Prime Minister, but the Premier. Premier. I mean, what the hell are we, why are we calling Premiers? This dude from Toronto who comes out and says, well, you guys are, look, the majority of Canada is in favor of this truck thing. They're just in favor of freedom, such as we should be. And I don't care about the Super Bowl. Who cares about the Super Bowl? Who cares about the Super Bowl? It is a good place to get some... I'm sorry, I'll shut up here in a second, but it's a good place to get some...
No, you're good, Colin. It's great. Great point, by the way. I just wanted to back what you said up. What you said is what I've been trying to say, and you did it in a better way than, frankly, I did. And that is, you know, the intent, you know, sometimes rebellion in a Hegelian, or I call it Begelian dialectic situation, sometimes the rebellion that they've already anticipated, problem, reaction, solution, makes the situation worse, you know. And my argument on the truck convoy, it's not an argument, but it's like, okay, you know, their whole purpose was trying to starve us out and shut down supply chains. They couldn't really do that well enough with the regular mandates. So now they got people mad against the vaccine mandates and against the mask mandates, as they should be. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but they don't understand. You know, they're playing Chinese checkers on a chessboard with these people. And they're like, hey, great, we can use the resistance against us to actually shut down the supply chain, which is what they were trying to do in the first place. It's rather funny, you know. And this is a great example of how the system plays the people every freaking time, you know. Let me tell you something. If they really wanted to shut down the convoys, it would have been shut down before it started, okay? They like it because it's serving their interest in the long run, because it's shutting down what they wanted to do from the very beginning. They want to starve us out. They want to shut down supply chains. And now they're going to shut down the supply chains by patriots rising up, not knowing who the enemy is.
But the thing that's going to happen here is exactly what the globalists want. Now, you know, Mr. Prime Minister up there, Trudeau, he's a Davos graduate, and so is Putin. I didn't even know that, but I heard it from Klaus Schwab's mouth personally. So,
yeah,
but
leaders from the World Economic Forum. Yep, absolutely.
Exactly, and it's a school. He actually literally has a school on how to manipulate people and become a leader. What? Okay, well, he has some people, connections. That's how we get these idiots. But, I mean, Trudeau is, the most feminist, we got the most dimension messed up president, and they got the most feminine one up there. And then Macron, he's trying to show some balls over there for we're not going to go, we're NATO. No, well, that's not balls, you're backing out. But he don't want to follow what Biden's doing. And so we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on in this country right now that America can't get their hands around. And that's exactly what they want. We got a truck convoy going on for freedom. We got a war over in Ukraine happening. We got a southern border that's broken. We got flipping people, robbing people and stealing stuff, and they're not getting in trouble. We're getting people are released from the prisons they had life sentences, and now they're out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did that in Russia, as you know.
Yeah, so what is happening? It's a Bolshevik revolution, isn't it?
That's correct.
Exactly what happened during that. I'll let you guys go. I got more stuff to talk about. Hey, man, love you guys, man. Anytime you want to talk, get the phone. The phone op, I think, has my phone number. I'll talk to any one of you guys. It'll be an interesting time. Yep. All right, you have a good night.
Appreciate that, Andy. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, well.
Yeah, I mean, he made a lot of good points. You know, Mike made, of course, his points in response, and I agree with Mike's points, but at the same time, it's like, okay, they are doing something, and they are garnering, you know, public support. There can be no doubt about that. They just have to keep pushing and pushing. In other words, you know, we have to enforce our mandates on them. Okay, that's when we can start to turn this around, when we mandate what they do or else. Because isn't what they're trying to do to us? They're trying to mandate us to do something or else. And we have to turn that around.
My biggest fear, Paul, I hear the music, so I'll save it for after the break.
Okay. Good enough.
All right.
Well, folks, stick around for hour two. Richard Carey continuing an Open Phones Friday tradition here on the National Intel Report. Mike Sledge and Paul in California, the grump. We must take America back. We must take America back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.